Put it on the stove, baby. Put it on the stove, baby.
Yes, again, like always.
She came to realize.
Her cunt was better than the others. Sir, not in that third episode. Snacker, her cunt was better than the others. Her cunt was better than the others.
In time, all is forgiven. Give me a dress. I'll put it on. 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 Not in a box. Saturday, give me a dress. I'll put it on. Not in a box. Saturday, give me a dress. I'll put it on.
Guns and use them.
take all the guns and use them.
Rather nice. She should be more interested in having a good time than finding a rich husband.
glance right in, hoping to score. Glance by glance, he's looking at her. We'll be right back.
We are back, and we just heard from Nora Keys with the track. Look at you, you're ugly. That's from a CD, Songs to Cry By, for the Golden Age of Nothing. Released on the Dual Plover label in 2004. Just before that, a CDR from Outer Space. From Cleveland, that's a member of Emeralds. Dark Matter was the name of that track. And we started that set off with Funky Terrorist with Cocktail Lady. Also from my CD on Dual Plover label, sort of run by Justice Yellow, from Australia. And moving right along, this is a collaboration on five-inch record. You don't see too many of those around. This is Cock ESP and Evil Moisture. Monsters of Cock is the name of this release, boasting 381 songs. This is the bulk of side one. Not all of side one, but a lot of it. Pretty, a lot of song titles here. Evil Cock, that's an obvious one. Smegma Omelet on the Menu. Adventures of the New Beaver, Book 3. PA Destroyer. Moisture Tattoo Gun Maniacs. Super Crack. Don't get the wrong idea unless it's right. Oh, and here's a cover. Ass Morning. I guess that's by Gary. Drink Piss Noise at. No, Drink Piss Noise Music. Sorry. Oh, it goes on and on and on and on. Bowls. Bowls to the wall. That one's pretty good. Okay, enough of this. Here we go.
Scribe Ani, I have obtained the mastery over the animals with the knife in their heads and their locks of hair, who live among their emeralds, the aged and the shining beings who prepare the moment of Osiris Ani, triumphant in peace. I do not speak evil in the place of right and truth. Every day advancing in right and truth. Being shrouded in darkness, sailing to keep the festival of the dead one. Embracing the old man, the guardian of the earth. Osiris. The scribe, Ani. The heart. of those deities who follow him. Not am I afraid of those who create terror, or of those who live on their land. Behold me. I am exalted upon my stand, upon my seat. I am Nu. Not shall I be overthrown by the doer of evil. I am Shu, a primeval matter. My soul is the god. My soul is eternity. I am the creator of the darkness. Making its place in the bounds of the sky. The prince eternity.
Please
dig deep into your heart and make a donation to keep this type of programming and all the other wonderful programming that we have at this station in working operation. This show is one among countless wonderful programming by many DJs with exquisite tastes. But I'm sure you already know that. Anyway, more electronic music. Some words from Priscilla McLean regarding her compositional techniques.
I'm Priscilla McLean, and you've been listening to the beginning of my three-movement work entitled Invisible Chariots. I'm very much interested in creating new sound worlds from a blending of musique concrète and synthesizer sounds. The resulting composite has its own unique character, blurring the reality of either source, so one doesn't quite know how. I enjoy this kind of toying with reality. This is natural. I'm going to demonstrate how I produced the beginning of Invisible Chariots that you just heard, how I blended musique concrète and synthesizer for this first dramatic gestural sound event. The very first sound I started with was a recording of my scraping a low B string on the piano with a metal screwdriver, holding down the damper pedal, and slightly muting the string to damp the fundamental tone. This was pretty raw and unexciting, so I then went back to the studio and ran the recorded piano scrape through an ARP 2600 ring modulator and reverberator. This was recorded on two channels, with the second channel speed a little faster. Then I mixed these down to one channel. Then I added a third piano scrape to channel 2, having gone through the same process. Wanting a very dramatic beginning, I was dissatisfied with just these sounds, so I then added, between the first and second piano scrape, a glissando, created by a simple synthesizer sound and programmed into a Synthi 256 sequencer. By playing the glissando very slowly on the sequencer keyboard, hitting all the notes, and then speeding up the clock when it played back. This sound wasn't as dramatic as the... I decided to add a sharp clang-like attack to the beginning of it, by recording the clang sound on a parallel track of the tape recorder. This was a fairly complex patch on the synthesizer. First, I took three oscillators, tuned to a minor third chord, through the low-pass filter, which was set for a high-peak resonance. When I pressed the keyboard, which triggered the envelope generator set for a strong attack and slow decay, the envelope generator controlled the filter. So as the sound died away, the overtones were swept in the resonator. I've discovered that the best way to make interesting sounds through a synthesizer is to have them move in some way. You can hear the internal movement in this clang sound. That became a favorite patch of mine, and I used it with variations and different shapes throughout the first movement. Now I combine this clang sound with the synthesizer glissando you heard a minute ago. To make for more unity and a more exciting beginning, I added a second clang sound to the second of the two piano scrapes. The clang is heard here on channel 2 to separate it temporarily from the other sounds. It helps to have an 8-track tape recorder to build up complex composites like this. By the time I finished building the beginning of Invisible Chariots, I had used all 8 tracks and had spent a month working on it. Now, let's listen to the piano scrapes, clang, and synthesizer glissando that begin the piece. What does one do after that? Fortunately, I had been fascinated by a sound I got while experimenting on the piano before I had begun the piece, and had built the beginning as an introduction to this sound. This sound being a rich piano decay from one of the scrapes I had done. Here is the piano decay all alone, as recorded from the piano, lowered an octave, with a little ring modulation and reverb added. I wanted this rich chordal sound to last much longer than that, so I then recorded this piano decay overlapping on 4 channels of another tape recorder and re-recorded them, mixed to 2 channels, on the 8-track recorder until they filled up a time span of almost a minute. This became the bed of sound for the first movement, in which the shorter, sharper melodies and sound events emerge, and gradually I added a long pedal tone in its place. Now I shall play the first movement of Invisible Chariots, called Voices of the Invisible, and as it plays, I will be pointing out certain features to listen to. The whole 3 movements of this piece can be heard without narration on Folkways Recordings FTS-33450. Now, Movement 1 of Invisible Chariots by Priscilla MacLean. You'll hear some unaltered piano scrapes. That was a synthesizer melody spinning out from this. The glissando becomes a background bed of sound. The synthesizer melody becomes more pitched and like a plucked instrument. The pedal tone enters, another synthesizer-created sound. An expansion of the synthesizer melody created on the Synthi 256 sequencer. All the sounds playing in this section are from synthesizers. Thank you. This is like an inversion of the clang sound. This flute-like, bouncy sequencer melody is derived from the sob-like sounds heard earlier. Each musical idea keeps expanding organically. A thin metal bar is ricocheting between the low strings of the piano. Now you hear bouncing on a violin string lowered 2 octaves. Low synthesizer filtered ramp wave attacks. Listen for tennis balls rapidly striking piano strings. Piano string rattles caused by thin metal bars. Mixed with short synthesizer clangs.
Smoke as many cigarettes as you can.
Well, you can dance some. you can dance them. Smoke as many cigarettes as you can.
Cigarettes as you can.
We just heard from Electric Helgoland with a track entitled Nickfit. This is from a compilation CD entitled Psycho Sci-Fi Pop-Pia on Gagarin Records from Germany. This also has tracks by Felix Kuban, Brett Goring, and some other people. Anyway, just before that, a short track from TV Pow. There's no such thing as a DJ. Everyone's an MC, according to them. And we started off with Priscilla McLean. This is the 23rd episode of The Eternal Hour. So, it was, I really can't do a 23rd show and not play something by Psychic TV. And, After that, the premium for this show, CD compilation, which you can obtain by donation for the WFMU fundraiser, I'll play a track from this premium CD compilation entitled Soundtrack to Infinity. I'm not sure what track yet, but I'll figure it out soon. Okay. Psychic TV.
Do you want to be part of a world of sleeping people? Do you want to imbibe the drug of the commonplace? Will you be forever addicted to self-restriction? Established orthodoxies and dogmas, conditioned interpretations of living, regard the material world as reality, whilst pretending to deal with the spirit or existence. They conceive and propagate evolution and thinking as purely physical. Their control of our visions is sacrosanct. Religion is privately altered to work from the position that accepts itself as totally discredited by science. All establishment modes of control and affiliation, both religious and political, rely upon and revolve around unquestioning faith and dogmas. unquestioning acceptance of their inalienable right to assume professional responsibility for our actions upon their shoulders. We are told we are weak, incapable of grasping scale, afraid of ourselves and desperate to push responsibility for all events in our lives onto them. We are insistently trained to accept our corporal existence as hopeless in itself, to become subservient to the greater good. We are perpetually conditioned, encouraged, and blackmailed into self-restriction, into narrower and narrower perceptions of ourselves, our own importance, our own potential, and our own experience. We are trained to ignore the evidence of our senses and experiences, and to feel guilt when we glimpse sense-derived visions of ourselves as free spirits. The voluntary relinquishing of responsibility for our lives and actions is one of the greatest enemies of our times.
Yeah. hiking day everyone from Chris.
Thank you. Listening to the Eternal Now, WFMU.org. We just heard from Vita Noctis, Death and Smoke, from their LP from 1986. Just before that, as promised, a track from the premium for this show. That was a track, Weasel Walter, from the Flying Luttenbachers fame, amongst a lot of other bands. The name of that track, Perverted Percussion. Yeah, get that, like that, and a lot of other exclusive tracks on the premium for this show. Make a donation to the station. Before that, some Psychic TV from Picture Disc, A Pagan Day. That was New Sexuality. And before that, a 7-inch from the French imprint, Silver Dyed Sentimental. It was a combination of double grooves, meaning that one groove is cut inside of another groove, so there's actually multiple grooves on one side of the record, and I just kind of layered and compiled and composited for your enjoyment. Up next, also for your enjoyment, this is a longer track by a Japanese duo, The Incapacitants. This is from the CD As Loud As Possible. Apoptosis is the name of this track.
Thank you.
incapacitants. My name's Andy. You've been listening to the Eternal Now on WFMU.org. I cannot stress enough. Marathon. If you like this show and you want to see other shows like this, continue, please. Make a donation. And, you know, get something unique and worthwhile in the process. Ask for that premium for this show, The Eternal Now. You won't regret it. You know, bands like Borbe Tomatoes, Current 93, Chop Shop. Really good Chop Shop track on the CD as well. Anyway, this is the end of my show for this week. I'm going to leave you with a track by It and My Computer. Oh god, I hate these French titles. Le Droit de Dieu. I think that's close. Anyway, from a compilation called Disco Undead. Here it is, It and My Computer. See you next week.